We extend a warm Christian Crusaders welcome to all of our listeners today. The year 2001 marks the 65th year for our radio ministry. Our service will be conducted by the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order tapes or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
We take courses in how to speak. I wonder if we should have a course in how to listen. I'm going to visit with you about that in a sermon today. We hope that you will continue to stay tuned to this program. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, another year is gone, and we begin to realize how quickly they do pass by. We thank you for every blessing that you have given to us, and we can honestly say, my God, how wonderful thou art. So we pray that thou will grant us a forgiveness of our sins, those that we have committed in the year 2000. And we pray that you will strengthen us so that in the days that are ahead, many of those sins, by the power of your Holy Spirit, may be overcome. All of this we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the third chapter of 1 Samuel, beginning with verse 1. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of the Lord had not gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came up and stood there, calling as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ, last Sunday in my sermon, I referred to a devotional article which caught my attention. It mentioned that all corporations have a board of directors who share their expertise and experience in helping the executive officers make wise decisions in running the corporation. And then the writer goes on to say, would it not be wise for a Christian to have such a board of directors who would bring to his attention some of the things that he needs help with and give him counsel in growing spiritually? I thought it was a good idea, and so I personally have chosen 8 people to serve on my cabinet, on my board of directors during the year 2001. Last Sunday, I introduced you to the first one of these people. His name is Abraham. He was the one who said again and again to the people of his day, trust God. And throughout the Bible, he is referred to as a man of faith. I pray that during this year, when I'm trying to deal with some of the great problems of life, that God will speak to me through Abraham and will say, God is still on the throne. Do not be weary. Simply trust him. Today I have a lesser-known biblical person. His name is Samuel, and the counsel that I receive from him as he sits on my board of directors is this. Listen. That one word, just plain, listen. Now let's review our knowledge of the man Samuel. If you can recall your Old Testament Bible history, you know that there was a woman by the name of Hannah. More than anything else, Hannah wanted to have a child. And so she prayed to God, prayed, "If you'll only give me a son, then I will give him to the Lord to be with him all the days of his life." Finally, after a long period of time, Hannah gave birth to a son, and she named him Samuel. When Samuel was old enough, she took him to the temple, and there she kept her promise. She said that she would turn the child over to God, and there he would serve in the temple both night and day for all of his life. As a result of this, the time had come for her to keep her word, and so Samuel was brought to the temple and into the presence of the judge of that time by the name of Eli. There he lived. Faithfully he served Eli. And one night when old Eli could not really sleep and he lay there in his bed, there was a voice. It was the voice of God that came to Samuel. And Samuel didn't know, but he thought it was Eli who was calling him. So he went into his master and he said, "Here I am, Lord." And Eli responded, if you recall the Bible story, "I didn't call you, Samuel. Go back and lie down." And a second time, Eli heard the little boy standing there saying, "I heard again." And he said, "I did not call you, Samuel. Go back and lie down." And a third time that happened. And finally, Eli began to realize God is speaking to the young man. And so he said, "If it happens again, Samuel, then you say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" Sure enough, Samuel went back and lay there in his bed. And then all of a sudden the voice came again. And what did Samuel do? He said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And then God began to tell Samuel what was going to happen. Eli had had some sons who were evil. And Eli knew they were evil, and yet he did nothing to correct them. So the message that God gave to Samuel on that particular night was, "Because you did not punish your wicked sons, Eli, I will punish you. The Philistines will come and they will capture you, and they will take the Ark of the Covenant away from you. And without the Ark, Israel has lost her power." Hearing that message, little Samuel did not know exactly what to do. But finally, in the morning, Eli said to Samuel, "What did the voice say?" And Samuel repeated, "Because you have not corrected your evil sons, then God is going to punish you." Eli's response was, "It is the Lord who has spoken, so then let it be." The years lingered and Eli finally died. Samuel became Israel's leader. And it says in the scriptures that the Lord was with Samuel, and Israel received him as a prophet of the Lord. A powerful leader Samuel was, because this man had learned first to listen to the Lord. And then he had something to say to the people when they asked him what his opinion was on a particular matter. Then he could lead the people because he had first been led by God. It is that one word, friend, listen. It's kind of hard, isn't it? I think that one of the hardest lessons that some of us have to learn is that to listen. It must have been well known as far as the people of the Bible were concerned, because Solomon, in his book, The Ecclesiastes, in chapter 3, verse 7, says, "There is a time to be silent, and there is a time to speak." In the New Testament, the writer James says, "Everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak." In other words, take it easy on the speaking until you have something to say, and probably you'll not have too much to say until the Lord has first spoken to you. Doesn't that carry a real strong message for those of us who listen to the Word of God in this day at the beginning of a new year? We are to listen. But friend, it's more than just listening. It is listening to the right person, who is Almighty God. If you and I are listening to the wrong voices, we can be in a lot of trouble. There are a lot of convincing voices around. Voices that would tell us to do this or to do that. Voices that would tell us to adjust our behavior because we live in a post-Christian age. Voices that would tell us that which we have been brought up with, the message of God's word, salvation which is in Jesus Christ, is not something that we really deal with so much today. Don't listen to those voices, but rather what the word of God is saying through today, that man Samuel, is just plain listen. God is saying something to you. We listen to the voice of God as it comes to us through his word, or through people who have lived a long time, and they have listened to God, and he has molded their behavior. He has given them convictions in their hearts, and as they speak a word for him. Remember now, the person who is running the corporation goes back to his board of directors. They are people who have expertise in a particular area. They have had experience, and they can tell us something that will be for our worth as we are managing these large corporations. So it is with God, as he speaks to us through the writers in the scriptures, but also as he speaks to us today through men and women who have had years and years of experience just walking and trusting him. My prayer today, as we begin a new year, is that we will really listen to God. I pray that the men and women who are going to run the United States of America will take their time out to listen to God. I pray that in the Oval Office, President-elect Bush will have the scriptures and they will be open. That from time to time he will call in not only experts in their fields, by all means call them in, but then call in men and women who have walked with the Lord and listen to what they have to say. I am thrilled to hear that so many of our presidents have called in Dr. Billy Graham again and again for counsel and for strength. And I'm sure that he was there at the White House, even as he says to us that he was, many times when the general public did not know he had been there. And there may be other leaders, not necessarily just clergy, but men and women of faith, who can say, "Mr. President, if you want to know what the will of God is in this matter, listen to what the Bible has to say." It's my prayer that the denominational leaders of our churches will really listen. Listen to God. Listen as he tells them what the primary message and the mission of the church really is. You know, we can go so far astray that we do not know what the primary mission really is. Now, don't you think it's time that we pray that the leaders of our respective denominations will really listen to God, will really turn back to the scriptures when they have to deal with some of the social issues that are bothering our society today. And not only listen to the psychologist and the sociologist and the anthropologist and all of the others who are speaking extremely loudly, but that they will also listen to the counsel of God. I tell you, friend, I pray that that may happen not only on the denominational level, but in our respective congregations, that we may say the word of God has spoken. This is God himself. This is a word that shall last forever and ever. And it is not to take a back seat to any of the other types of counsel that might come to our congregation. May we listen to the counsel of Almighty God. It is my prayer that the parents who are raising children today will listen to the word of God. Listen to a verse like this: raise them up in the way of the Lord, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. You know, we see evidences of that again and again. I saw during the Christmas holidays a person who had walked far away from God. But now this particular person is right back with him. Why? Because she had come from a home where she was raised according to the scriptures. She rebelled against it. She wanted to have nothing to do with it. But now over the course of years, the Lord has pulled her back. A dynamic person in the faith. I pray that in our personal lives, yours and mine, that we may really understand that God is speaking to us about our relationship with him, where we stand with him. Friend, is it a personal relationship? Is it one where we can say that we have really met him? I happen to be a Lutheran Christian. I have been baptized as a babe, confirmed as a youth. And that is wonderful, and I thank God for those things in my life. But I also know that there are many who were baptized, who were confirmed, and who today are far, far away from the Almighty God. Am I speaking to you, whether you're a Lutheran, a Methodist, a Presbyterian, or what you are? What I pray for is that we will listen to the voice of God as he calls us back and says, what I demand, what I need, what I want from you is that you give me your heart, that you give me your life, and that I can speak to you in that way. For the young people, I pray that you will listen, young people, as you go out to choose your partner for life. He does not have to be the most handsome, nor she the most beautiful. They do not have to come from prestigious families with large bank accounts. But above everything else, they need to be people in the faith who know Jesus Christ, so that when you establish your home, it may be the home where God's voice is regularly heard. When some of you are asking the question, what shall I do with my life? I know the real temptation is there. What kind of money can I make? What kind of hours can I have? Can I have a rather easy life? Can it be a challenging life? Well, I don't know, but I ask that you pray, God, where do you want me? And then when we come to the closing years of our lives, I really and truly pray that we may say, come, Lord Jesus, take me home to be with you whenever it's your time, for you have been good to me and blessed me in so many ways. When it is so natural for us to talk, it is good for us to hear Samuel, to have him present as one of our group of advisors to tell us this: listen, listen to God. And then you can talk. Amen.
Lord, speak to me that I may speak in living echoes of thy tone. As thou hast sought, so let me seek thy erring children lost and
Father, give us a grace to open our ears and listen to your voice. Then hear us as we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray that the words and music heard today will give you spiritual strength to face the coming week. Christian Crusaders is a non-profit radio ministry supported by gifts from you, our listening family. We thank each of you that have remembered our ministry in your prayers and with your donations. We invite you to learn more about Christian Crusaders on the web. Past sermons are available in printed form or real audio, organized by date or topic. Explore our rich 65-year history in pictures and words. Track down a station near you with our interactive map. And because we want to hear from you, there's a page where you can send us comments. All this and more can be found at ChristianCrusaders.org. That's ChristianCrusaders, all one word, .org. Cassette tapes or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will help cover the mailing and the production costs. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 266-7589. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 39 years.